Right, let's start off with cricket. A masterclass by India's top three batters at the Wanderers last night saw the tourists reach a total of 283 for one in their innings before dismissing South Africa for a mere 148 runs. So I've seen something, Mike, quite recently. I've watched, I think, two of the four matches against Bangladesh, between India and Bangladesh, yes, the T20s, right? And they've done a similar thing where they don't score less than
12 or 13 and over. Yeah.
So I think there was one game where they scored just over 150 and that was it. Mm-hmm. But India and T20s, same WhatsApp group, they are the Springboks of T20s, I think and believe. So now that 135 run victory against South Africa in the fourth and final T20 was our, South Africa's, heaviest defeat in T20 internationals.
I would say that it was the most one-sided cricket match I think I've ever seen in my entire life.
Dude, I didn't watch the game. I'm going to be dead honest. I didn't watch the game. I saw India's innings. South Africa went into bat. I put the phone down, 2 wickets down. Mm. I picked up the phone again. There was 4 wickets down. That was, I think, within a space of 15 minutes. I stand to be corrected, but that's what it felt like. So now the tourists won the series 3-1 after victories by 61 runs and 11 runs, respectively, in the first and third matches in Durban and Centurion, while the hosts won 3 by 3 wickets in Gqeberha. And the next big task is Sri Lanka. Is the test against Sri Lanka. And we've seen,
listen, something. That's an important test series, but that Sri Lankan side's very, very good.
And they're serious.
By the way, this is true. Okay, this is true.
Yeah.
This week, Fade and I were together, because we're actually friends in real life, by the way.
Yeah.
This is the best part about the show. We saw some of their players at a shopping mall in Durban. So they're here busy preparing, and I'm so busy getting smashed by India in Cape Town.
I'm very nervous about what's to come in Test cricket because it's a different ball game. I know Tristan Stubbs made a comment in one of the press conferences saying that T20 cricket is not as easy as Test cricket because you have more time on the surface and you can,
But
we'll see what it looks like. We'll see what the squad has in store for us. And we look forward to that Test series. But over to some rugby. There's a massive clash later for the Springboks. Now, Siya Kolisi is optimistic about the lineup announced by coach Rassie Erasmus for the match today against England at Twickenham. South Africa's starting 15 sees 12 changes, including a revamped backline. Erasmus has opted for a 5-3 bench split. Kolisi praised the balance of experience and youth to strengthen the squad and give younger players vital opportunities.
While we're winning, we're building squad depth because sometimes things happen, injuries happen. You want to make sure you have so many players or someone is unavailable that